ध्यानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्थिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो विनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलस्यै चित्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते Kali Yuga. All the rishis and maharshis of whole India, all were assembled in Naimisharanya, very sacred place, very sacred. In number there were more than 88,000. So high class of rishis and maharshis. Then it may be so many brahmajnani, tattvajnani, vadanti tattvavidas tattvam, like this. So many brahmajnani. And always thinking what to do now, because Krishna has left this world and now Kali is coming. Also Parikshit Maharaj has also expired. What is the meaning of Kali? Who is Kali? No reason, without reason, quarreling, without any reason, quarreling to each other. We want to do bhajan, but we cannot. We want to chant, remember all these things, knowing all these things, but always attached to worldly things. Also many worldly desires are there. We cannot chant, remember as we want in Kali. So they were thinking what to do. And they were all in class like we are in class. They selected Suta Goswami, was very high class of learned person, of all epics, Ved, Upanishad, all Purans, Srimad, Bhagavat, everything. He was disciple of Sukadeva Goswami from very little age. At the age of 5. And Baldev Prabhu has inspired him. And he kept him, he killed his father and took him and gave him on the best ashram. And by my mercy, everything you will know. Realization of all things you have. So certainly it was a high class of devotee. Not only Suta, glorifying Krishna and all others, not like that. Like his father, he was not like. So they all asked him, what to do now? It may be that Das Deva was also there, but in hidden way. But he was there. And hearing all these things. So he added that also in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first Sut Goswami prayed something. And then he began to tell something. So Vyasa is doing this first 3 slokas and so many things. And then he will begin Srimad Bhagavatam. जन्मादस्य जतः अन्वयादि तरतस्य अभिज्ञोसरा तेने ब्रह्म हृदाज याद कवये मुयंत जत सूर्य तेजो बारमिधाम जता विनिमयो त्रिसर्गो अमृषा धामना स्वैन निरस्त कोहकम सत्यम परम धर्म प्रज्ञित कैतो अत्र परमो निर्मत्सरानां सतां वेद्यं वास्तवम् अत्रु वस्तु शिवदं तात्रयो उन्मूलनं श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनि कृते किंबा परैरीश्वर सद्यवरुद्यते अत्र कृतिभिः सुष्वी तत्खना निदं कल्पतरुं कलितं फलं सुखमुखादं मृतवसं पिबत भागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका. This is the main sutra of whole Srimad Bhagavatam. In first sloka everything has come. And then explanation of that sloka. Today we will begin from here, not 3 slokas originally, but how he began to speak Hari Katha, and then we will touch something of this sloka. Here we are touching something that Janma Dasya Jataha. I have the book of Swamiji. First you should read the meaning of first sloka.
O my Lord Sri Krishna, Son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna, because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him Do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal? I therefore meditate upon Him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon Him, for He is the absolute truth.
So Krishna is absolute truth. We will explain it afterward. So next slok, Dharma project. What is the meaning?
Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality, distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart.
Without doing anything, if we are hearing only Srimad Bhagavatam from any high class of devotee, no need of practicing bhakti yoga or anything. Only hearing is highest class of practice of bhakti yoga. If anyone with high regard, high honor, a strong belief, if he will hear Srimad Bhagavatam, like Parikshit Maharaj, he never exercised any other thing, only Shravanam. Shravan is the root of all bhakti. Dharma aprajyata kaitavo atra paramo nirvana. Dharmana dharma sunishtata punsam visakshenu katha suja not padyad yadiratim samay evahi kevalam. If anyone chanting Hari name, doing other things, charity, other dharma, serving mother, father, and all others, even he is chanting, he is worshipping, but he has no taste in hearing Hari Katha, then he is chanting, and he is remembering, and he is worshipping, and other religious activities are like zero. They cannot help. I know so many persons, originally they were serving, they are doing archan, like a very bona fide brahmachari, but no taste. Then they left everything. So many I know. Even chanting so much vairagya, only wooden sandal on this,
no cloth,
nothing, no bed, nothing. And after some years I saw that, he is involved in worldly things, not chanting, not doing anything, or doing any job to any vishay, sense enjoyer. So if you are doing archan, you are chanting even, but try to hear first shravanam, then kirtanam. First shravanam. So shravanam is most essential. Those who have no taste in hearing Hari Katha from the mouth of high classes of devotees, then they cannot chant more days. They cannot maintain their chanting and other things. So we must have so much faith, strongly we should hear with great regard and honor these things. And this will help us so much. Then he is telling that if anyone is hearing always Hari Katha from his guru, other devotees, he will have so much strong faith in name. And then Cheto Darpan Marjaname, all this. If he has not heard anything and only chanting Rama, after some time he will have lose his faith and everything. So here he is telling that if anyone is hearing so with honor, Krithivi Susruvi Takkhanat. Takkhanat means immediately. What is the meaning of immediately? Like Satang Prasangam Vidya Sambhidau Bhuvanta Rita Karana Rasayana Katha Tajosanat Asu Apabhag Vatmani Sabdha Rati, then Prema Bhakti, and then he is successful. So it will take some time. First it will come Shraddha, and then Sadhana Bhakti, then Bhav Bhakti, and then Prema Bhakti. But here he is telling Srimad Bhagavatam, Susvi Tat Khanat, immediately. What is the meaning? And so much Purna, complete time, endless time.
Unlimited time.
We are, from when we are coming on this world? Anadi Kal. So we have been told Nitya Baddha in Jaiva Dharma, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Nitya Baddha. We are not from there are not liberated. Nitya Baddha. From when? Unlimited time. But from when we are like conditioned. So he is telling that Susruvi Tatkhanat, immediately, for unlimited time, when he begins to hear, at once his Maya se par ho jata, his Maya, what he told before. At once, like Ajamil, hearing from before, he was liberated. But it took some time to realize that I am liberated. So if anyone hearing and they have tested something in this, no sleeping, nothing, no idleness, Tatkhanat, so powerful this Hari Katha. Nigam Kaltaro, Galitam Phalam Phalam Sukal Mukhad Adravasam Yutam. Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuroho Rasika Bhulbhav.
O expert and thoughtful man, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literature. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarine juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls.
So in first slok, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami has told that he is doing pranam to whom? Janama Dasya Jata. From whom this creation has come. Who is supporting and nourishing? And in the last it enters in time. Who is he? Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But he is telling that this is outward, external meaning. What is internal? Then he is telling, Janma Adrasya. Adi means Madhuras. What is Madhuras? There are 12 kinds of rasas, transcendental rasas. And five in them, five are prominent. Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vasalya, and Madhur. This Madhur is called Adhyaras, because this is the first ras. All the rasas are in this. No? So Adhyaras means Madhur ras. But if Madhur ras is there, it cannot come from only Krishna. Never. So there must be Krishna Shakti potency, and she is the Radhika. So here he is giving his pranam to both Radha and Krishna, by which this Adya Madhuras comes. If there is no Radha and Krishna, or Krishna is alone there he is Nirvishesh Brahma. No soap, no shape, no attribute, no name, nothing, no opulence, nothing. So with Brahma Jnani, he becomes Brahma, and to Dasharas he becomes Narayan, and when 2.5 rasas comes, then he becomes Ram, and when all rasas are there, then he becomes Krishna. And especially when he is Brajendanandan Shyam Sundar Radha Kanta Radhanath Gopinath, then he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here he is praying to Radha and Krishna conjugal, by which this Adhyaras, Madhuras has come. Especially he is praying to Srimati Radhika in the last, third explanation. Adhyaras comes from Srimati Radhika, not from Krishna. If Radhika is not there, Adhyaras cannot come. Because she is Shakti. Tejo Bari Madam Jatra Vinimyot Tishorgo Amrisha. So he is power of Krishna. So here Radhika is prominent, and that is Satyam Parama Dhimai. So for Radhika it has come, Satyam Parama Dhimai. Because in Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, what is Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. For whom? Not for Krishna. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Bharga means power. Power. Power of Krishna. Devasya means Krishna, Devasya power. Who is he? Srimati Radhika. So I am meditating her. She should come, because Gayatri mantra is feminine gender, Gayatri mantra. So this mantra, Adhishtatri Devata, the deity is Srimati Radhika. So Brahma Gayatri, it is for Srimati Radhika. So here also, this is the translation of that Brahma Gayatri, this is sloka. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam, Vinarnaya, Gayatri Bhashyasu. Gayatri, this whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Commentary of Gayatri. So, this book is only for Srimati Radhika. There are so many Purans, Upanishads. They can glorify Krishna. But there was no any Srimati Radhika. So Vyas was not satisfied. And when Narad came and told that you should see in your trance the pastimes of Krishna, and you should see and realize the glories of Srimati Radhika. And that is why in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam Padurenum Abhiknasa. Asa Maho Charana Reen. Everywhere like this. Not a prayer for Krishna. So this Srimad Bhagavat glorifies Srimati Radhika and her glorification is there. So glorification of Srimati Radhika. And after realizing this and compiling this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, he was satisfied. And then he wrote it for the benefit of the whole world or all living beings. So we should try to hear something. I will try to explain something from this book. This book, though Srimad Bhagavatam, came from Vyasadeva. But Vyasadeva is not writer originally. Who is writer? No one in this world is writer. Even Krishna is not writer. It came from where? Like from heart of Krishna. Himself, this book is Krishna and Radha. It has been prayed that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the embodiment of Krishna himself. So if anyone will hear, so Vyasadeva not has compiled, he got it, received it in his trance. It is transcendental in Golok Vrindavan. The pastimes of Krishna and Krishna is not separate thing. So it came, descended in the mind of, in the heart of Vyasadeva. So it is called Samadhi language, Samadhi Bhasha.
Trans language.
Trans language it has been told. So how it came? It by Guru Parampara. First it came in Brahma heart, and then it came into the Narad heart, and from Narad it came to Vyas, and Vyas it came to Sukadeva Goswami. And then Sukadeva Goswami told in Parikshit Maharaj Council. And there this boy was sitting, Suta Goswami. He heard all these things and he decided that my Guru Devi is this Sukadeva Goswami. And then he prayed to him. Then Vyasadeva is telling that once all the Indian saints, rishis and munis were assembled in Namisharanya. Rishaya Saunakadi. So many rishis. All were like liberated. Why they were assembled? What we should do for Kali? Kali is very powerful. Without reason, a quarrel may come. Especially between wife and husband. Guru and Shishya. Guru and?
Disciple.
Always quarreling. In India we have seen that any disciple took sword and wanted to cut. And that Guru was so high class of devotee. If he was any ordinary, no harm, but he was so high class. Siddhanti Maharaj, perhaps you know, one of the best disciples of Swamiji and Bhakti Srila Siddhartha. So this is Kali. There will be quarrel between wife, husband, guru, sister, brother, sister, and everyone. Without any reason. Anyone wants to do her bhajan, but he cannot do it. So many problems he will create himself. This is called Kali. So, all are requesting to Sut Goswami, that is, you are so qualified. You can save us from Kali Yuga. They were high class of devotees, but even they are fearing from the Kali. So you must also try to fear. And always engage your senses in Krishna consciousness, chanting, remember, hearing, especially in hearing. He is telling that prayin alpa ayusha, tenth. Prayin alpa ayusha, sabdha kalavasmanam kali yuge, mandas mandamatayo, mandabhagyahu padrita.
O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed.
Being a devotee, I have heard that they want to sleep till 8 a.m. Especially they will sleep in Harikatha, especially. This is called Kali. In Kirtan they can dance and somewhat mention Hari Bol, Hari Bol. But in hearing, and especially when they will see it in morning and for Sandhya mantra, Gayatri, and then mind will be empty, then at once sleepiness may come, or so many kinds of ideas, thoughts will come. You cannot do. So be careful of this. So he is telling, have you read the meaning? Bhurina bhuri karmani sotabhyani vibhagasa ata sadhavata jatsaram samudhitya manisha bruhina saddhana jena atmap samprasidati. Go on.
There are many varieties of scriptures, and in all of them there are many prescribed duties which can be learned only after many years of study in their various divisions. Therefore, O sage, please select the essence of all these scriptures and explain it for the good of all living beings, that by such instruction their hearts may be fully satisfied.
Do you know how kind and merciful was Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, that he translated first this book, 3 volumes. There was no book, no Srimad Bhagavatam for Western anyone, and he did it. And how merciful that he did Chaitanya Charitamrita with purpose. How he has done labor for these things. Day and night, you cannot imagine why he did. For himself, he was expert in Sanskrit, he was expert in Hindi and Bengali. He could have read himself and satisfied, but he was not satisfied by himself. He wanted to give share to all whole world. And I think that it was also translated in 40 languages of the world. He did it. So how merciful he was. Like Suta Goswami, like Sukadev, like Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This is his glorification, actually. But anyone being a renounce order taken from him, initiation from him, reading all books, not following his purpose, not touching even, then how? He will fall down. So we should try to touch what he has written, his purpose. We should try to take it word by word. Then we cannot fell down. Never. So he is telling that in Kali Yuga there are so many things. You know one story, Gita, Sansar. You remember Gita Sansar? Who remembers? Huh? Where is Ladit Mauli not? You remember? You should tell. Briefly. Gita Sansar. Yes. You can take this. Very briefly. So we should not make a sansar like Gita. You should remember always in the name of Krishna. Go on.
Once there was
completed. His study was completed. Then he left the ashram of his Gurudev. And with Gita he returned to his village, and out of village he made a ashram. And there he kept Gita. And he made a hut, that hut, you know, of branches and trees and leaves out of the forest or near any river. And he was chanting, remembering and reading always Gita, practicing Gita, try to follow Gita. After some days, he was okay. He used to go to village and bring something and to maintain his life. One day, a mouse came and cut some pages of Gita. But luckily, the letters were not damaged, they were saved. But anyhow, some pages, corners were taken by that mouse. When he returned, he became very worried. Oh, how I can say this Gita? Then he began to think, and he thought that, a cat should be kept here. And if cat will be here, no mouse. So he brought a mice. Kitchen. And he used to give some milk. But someday any rebuked him that why you are not keeping any cow for your rat? So he could not bear, and he anyhow brought any cow. Also a calf was there, little calf, very beautiful. And now he began to milk and to give that, and also taking himself. But it was very hard now to keep a cow and to keep that calf. And how to maintain cow? Some field should be there, and some plow should be there. Two bullocks should be there to plow. So two bullocks came anyhow, and plow came. But how to maintain? Oh, then there was a lady. He told that, may I help you? Then he told that, very, very good. You are young and you can help me. So she came to him and began to live there. And after some days, they had so much love and affection between them, and they were married also. So now reading of the Gita was something was going on. In month once, my Gurudev has given this, I must read it. But mind was not was there, here and there. After they had a child, beautiful baby came. And after then, again one girl came. two, three, four, they become. And she was totally now engaged in that, maintaining all these things, whole day and night. She had no time to read Gita, to remember Gita and to follow Gita. One day his Gurudev came to see that how his disciple is. He came and saw that, oh, so many children are here. A lady is there. Oh, two bullocks are there. Plows are there. Cows and so many calves. Oh, and everything. Kitchen room and everything is there. Oh, what is this? Then he...
Gurudev.
I am doing Gita Sansar. These are the family of Gita all. How? Then he told. I am so unlucky, unfortunate. That to save Gita outwardly, externally, that book, I made this whole
family.
And I have no time to see Gita, and he wrapped and kept on the and so much dhula,
dust
was there. So I see so many devotees like this, Gita Sansar, Bhagavat Sansar. So don't. This is Kali. Our mind will create all these things. So we should try to realize this. Don't make Gita Sansar. Never. As we are in the time of Srila Prabhupada, at the time of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, you should try to be very strong like him. Then Kali cannot attack you. So he is telling that, oh, you are so powerful. Bruhi na sabdadhana. We have some honor for Krishna. So Bruhi, you should tell something. Jinatma sampratidati. By which hearing, our soul will be always happy. This was his first case. Then he began Srimad Bhagavatam. Yang prabrajantam anupetam apet kristam dvaipayano viraha kasar ajuhavo. Putri kitanmayasya tanvo dhinedu sansarva bhutaridam munmadu. Today, yahi tak rakhe. Now 7:30.
We started just before 7.
Only?
Yeah.
Half hour. Or then we can.
35
minutes. Oh, one question should be and then I will.
Yeah.
That the question of all the rishis was that how our soul can be happy. Jinatma samprasidat. Not this body, not this mind, soul, eternal servant of Krishna. So, we are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not this body, as we told before. Also, mind is not myself. We are soul. But now, we have forgotten these things. So, we have also forgotten Krishna and who am I. So, now we are in the cycle of birth and death, sufferings and sorrow. From boyhood, we want to be happy. We can make so much money, beautiful houses, all kinds of facilities. Beautiful wife, beautiful children, everything, so much wealth, being president of America. but not happy. If he was happy, why he was entangled with his off-girl? He cannot control. A person who cannot control his heart and mind and this body, how he can control whole world, but he wants to control at present, as if he is next to God. He tells that we believe in God, but
in God we trust.
In God we trust, but I see that never trust. So, how our soul can be happy? This was the question. We also try to be happy in this world. From ant to Brahma, all living beings, even trees and creepers. In forest we see that there are so many trees, very dense forest. Then one tree wants to come, to take breath and air and light. Oh, they go like this and they like this. They try to cover other trees. We see in animals, they want to be happy, but anyone in this world is not happy. This was question. And this is